Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Choo Choo Media Radio Show.
Right.
Oh my God, it's just.
Kurt is
it's tired. After the holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Take a bet.
I don't know. It's just like we're still fabulous.
We've made
so much money.
Oh, yes.
We're
very
holy.
Yes.
Stupid, totally. Poor people, oh, the middle class.
Tired of it.
You know, they're always trying to get happiness from the outside of their shopping, you know.
Totally.
Paying attention to social media and the mainstream media.
Bad TV.
You know, we just don't do that here at Big Choo Choo Media. We're not into the bad mojo. It's only about the good choo choo. I think I had too many cookies today because I'm a little bit. Kvetchy.
Are
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, what do you think about all this, guys?
It's understandable that, you know, most people are stupid.
Oh, come on,
they
are top
first. Stupid Hi-yet. People.
They are
it's
stupid.
It's like, you know, they think that what's going on in the world in front of their eyes is like the meaning that has for them.
Totally.
They
Jonathan.
Assume it's the same meaning
so
for everyone else.
Stupid.
What do you mean?
Or they
stupid
know
people.
It's not the same meaning.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then they like try to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Or harm you
oh,
or
yeah.
punish you in some way.
Yeah,
or like
yeah.
guilt
exactly.
you or
They're
shame
so jealous.
You. Into, you know, seeing it the way you see it because you
right.
don't see it the way they see it.
Uh-huh.
Like the narcissist.
Or they, yeah, they don't
yeah,
see me.
The narcissist. Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's just like.
Yeah.
Stupid. You know, they're stupid.
Well, it's, I agree, except in the Bible it is called sin, and it is the sin inducement of the incitement
oh my God.
Of sin.
Here we go.
Because of the evil spirits hoovered around
God.
In the galaxy
you don't know
coming
what you're
into
saying.
Pern's brain, and that's why, that's why I use this good book right here, this Bible.
Of course.
We read scripture and try to tell people.
We try, but it doesn't
stop
work.
Looking on the Facebooks and the tweets and the
they don't listen.
The grandma Instagram. What's it called?
Oh, God.
Instagram. I don't know. I'm turning out on that, but
yes, you are.
Yes,
am I?
Are.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
We all are.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not holy. It is sin.
I cannot believe this. Well, you know what I think? I think it's just a lot of dumbness out there. And that's what I tell my audiences. I look at them and I spit on them after I take a sip of my boxed iced wine from Dennigan's.
You do what?
After I've sucked down a couple of butter rolls and
I've
had a real nice salad. One of my air salads.
Right.
I like the Italian air salad or even that other air salad with the Russian dressing.
Darling.
You know, with a little Putin on the side.
Oh, terrible joke.
Since all Republicans are into getting a little Putin on the side.
Oh, there
with
you
their
go.
Poots.
Right.
And so anyway, I just guzzle on down that boxed iced wine from Bennigan's, little rosé, little iced rosé on ice, for some classy wine, and then I just spit it all over my audience.
I don't care.
Because
that, you know.
I saw a Madonna concert where her dancers.
Okay.
Did the same thing,
okay,
and I thought that was real classy, real art dancer like.
I don't get it. So liberal.
Take in some bottled water,
right.
and spit it on the audience in the gold Amex seat.
I just thought
that was real interesting.
So not kosher.
That as a dramatic element.
Not
dramatic.
Yeah, cathartic.
And so that's what I because they're stupid anyway. It's like why aren't
they
you up on the stage? Dancing with me.
Total consumers.
And you could be out there spitting on the audience, but you're not.
No, they're
are
not.
Are you?
Yeah, so
no, you're not. And instead, you're allowing yourself to be spat on. And I thought that was really entertaining. It was really entertaining for me.
Why bother, you know?
That's why I do it now.
Well, you know, liberals are like that. They're just self-hating whites and self-hating blacks and self-hating browns and yellows and purples. And
I know, Jonathan.
They're all into the color of their skin, and they're all into the bitch of the moment.
They
you know?
Are.
It's just all about the bad mojo narrative for them. It's
Sin,
just like, I'm so done with it. I'm
the
just
demons.
Like,
yeah, we all are.
Totally done with it. It's just like, fuck the liberals, fuck the conservatives.
Absolutely.
You know, fuck...
Oh
fuck Americans and Chinese
God.
And Russians and French. It's just basically anyone who's a stupid dumbass who's not loving. Just fuck
well,
them
that,
off.
That is true,
it,
Jonathan,
you know?
But I'm sorry.
Totally
I'm just
done with it.
Oh,
well,
I agree.
I am done with all of it.
I am too.
I have to do this. I have...
What?
Pink squishy on you.
Oh, for God's sake.
Pink squishy on the dumbness in the world, like we're talking about.
Okay, well, then all right.
Is done with a sin. I am tired of talking to tards in Blessed Souls Ministries congregation.
I know it, right?
Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
And then special Sunday.
And then I
Sunday.
Do Blessed Souls Ministries.
Yeah.
Preaching.
Yeah,
teaching about Jesus and God, or Jesus come to get you.
Retards.
And sending all your money, and I don't know how they could possibly have any more money. I mean, just when I thought I had all their money, they find another way to get some more, and
I
they
know.
Send it in, but they're not any holier.
No, they're
not. They're not any more sinless.
No.
And I'm just pretty tired of this. I am seriously considering stopping it.
Well,
and,
that's it.
Doing something else. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might bake some holy breads or just go work on Ferner Farms and go away into the mists, into the sunlight, or crawl into a hole in the ground. But these people are as dry as the deserts in the Holy Land.
Oh,
they are dead on the inside.
Yeah,
whitewashed tombs covering dead man's bones. And maybe we need a second flood to take them all out.
Well,
I'm just tired of it.
I know exactly what you're all saying. I mean, we're all in agreement on this together, and I think the sooner we can launch the nukes onto the biggest ice caps at the North Pole and the South Pole and melt that ice and just have it melt and cause that second flood. I mean, we're doing it now. Let's speed it up. Let's just speed it up, okay? We already know these people are just so dumb. They won't care if their life just goes away.
It's my turn now.
I thought we were doing a holiday show.
No, we're not.
Okay, whatever. What the hell do I know? I'm going to shake my tits.
I'm just going to... Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Pernia Turner of Blessed Health Ministries, Disciples Jesus God. I don't know how many times... how many more times I can read this... good book right here. I mean, I got the scripture in front of me, but you ain't listening. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus exploded on the cross and then flew up into a balloon by the monkey people in the UFO ship with his tin hat. And you still don't get it. You just still, you are a contentious people, says Jesus and God and Pernia. I don't know why you send in your money to me or to Joel Osteen or Rick Warren or Joyce Myers or anyone else, 700 Club, Trump voters, GoFundMe pages, Kickstarter pages. How come all you dumb poor people send your money away when you're poor? What is that about? What is wrong with your brain? It's like you eat food and shove it into your mouth at the pig and ploppin' go ploopin' ploppin' buffet where you get 10 plates piled miles high because you think that it's the last time you're going to eat. So you eat the whole buffet. And then all that food goes through your tummy and your belly and out your toot-toot boots, leaving the tar varmints in the toilet. I think you've been whiffing too many of your poop-poop fumes. Your fumes. Just done screwed up your brain. Just keep sending in money. You need to keep your money. Do you not know that? I cannot believe I'm saying this, but Perry's going to say something new. I do not want you to send in all your money. That is the problem. You know, we tried that strategy of taking all your money, laundering it offshore in our washing machines to wash out all the sins. We cut it up and put it in our big money shredders, and then we press it into new monies. Try and pass it out to you in the form of paying you at your job, but you're too dumb to come and get a job. You sit on your butt all day and you read the fake news from Fox News and all the networks and the fake news, and all you do is spend time leaving nasty comments on all the websites and the social medias, and that doesn't do anything. That doesn't get you paid. You know that? Do you know that? It is sin. So I'm just gonna let you die off. I just, you know, why should I preach to you if you're not gonna take it in?
So righteous, man. Hi, everyone. Jonathan Knightsbridge. It's the end of 2018. getting ready for the total dumbass apocalypse. I'm so looking forward to the eclipse coming, like, in the next few days in January, you know? It's gonna be so totally righteous. It's like the galactic closing of some kind of a hole. Right on, man. And I'm totally sober right now. Okay, so it's like, you know, I'm not even on any booze or shit. And I just think it's really cool how so many people are going to be left behind because they've been doing all the wrong shit for so long, man. It's like generation after generation after generation, you've been allowing your brain to come into, like, just a bunch of neurotic psychosis. And you think that what occurs to your brain actually deserves to be uttered out of your mouth and put into the world on websites and comments and the letters you send and the emails you send, the shit that you do and your opinions and shit. And you know, it's like the elite of the world, the intellectual elite who also know how to love one another, you know, we're just done with y'all. We're just all done. We're gonna go John Galt on y'all. So read your Ayn Rand and understand that John Galt means, you know, you apparently all know how to solve the world's problems, so we're going to just sit back and watch you do that. Okay, so you just solve all the problems since you know everything, man. And we're going to watch you just float away in the rising of the seas, because, you know, you can't stop working in them factories, can you? Of the companies you didn't start, making products that you didn't invent, and you get paid, and then you go and you buy all kinds of bad food and sit at home and you marinate in the bad mojo. You have a bunch of kids that you don't want, that you don't know how to raise, that you read them bedtime stories, and while they're falling asleep you start choking them and put the pillow over their head and you choke them while the mom just stays in her room, passive-aggressive mother with an angry rageaholic father with post-traumatic stress disorder because he went into the military to learn how to kill people because he's a Christian. Masculine my ass, dunce. Fucking military intelligence my ass. You know how many parents out there abuse their kids? You know how many, if the kids actually read the law, they'd find out that half of America's parents should be in prison for life for assaulting their kids. And sometimes with a deadly weapon or deadly force. And the parents should be in prison forever. Fuck abusive parents. They deserve to be ground up into bitty bits and shit on, okay? And that's been, like, so much of the audience of the lamestream mainstream media, Fox News and all the liberal media and the other shit. It's just, we're so over it. That's the bad mojo, people. It's like incinerate them, you know?
I think that is very strong language if we're going to be talking about incinerating people. The Jews, remember that, you know, because that was the Holocaust with Hitler and the whole thing. And, but you do bring up an interesting point in this whole thing about, you know, is all life precious? Because we do take antibiotics to get rid of the bad bacteria. We take antivirals to get rid of the viruses. We take that, I mean, not me, but, you know, I've seen the commercials of people who, you know, have athlete's foot and they spray a little whatever that is on their feet. Kill the fungus. So obviously, and everything that we eat, we kill. So we have no problem killing a lot of life on this planet, but for some reason we have a problem killing bad people who do bad things.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. You know, I really don't understand why we allow the bad mojo to exist. Is this a dumb idea or what? What do you think?
I really understand what you're... It's like hecklers in my audience. You know, the ones who just... You know that they have quarters. You know they have at least a couple of dimes, and instead they chuck a couple of nickels or just pennies into my G-string, and it's like, okay, man, you know, let's... Coins? Are you kidding me? Like I'm supposed to pay General Electric or my electric bill or, you know, to pay for my three Bentleys with a bunch of quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies? Let's cough up the big bucks. Put your stocks and bonds in this bra. Come on, guys. It's just... They're so cheap. They're so stupid. They're so out of it. I'm just so... I know what you're talking about. We need like a mega antibiotic, and I really think this second flood idea is a great idea. You know, Putin just announced that he's got this super innovative, supersonic weapon. And if we could trick him into a joint nuking of the South Pole and the North Pole and melt those ice caps, And then everyone who's living in those areas, I'm thinking the southern red states.
That's right. My congregation.
They'll all flood and we'll be done with these people once and for all. I mean, it's such a great strategy that I could go over in one of my offshore retreats for topless for drone
treats.
That's, you know?
That's another idea, is if we could trick them all into going into sea level or below sea level areas.
Hold on now, though.
Jesus.
You know, we got a show.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg of LifeX Television here on the radio. And we're talking about very factual topics today with kind of a very dark slant. But we're going to shine some light on it and brighten it up. So we're talking about the elimination of most of the population of the planet. And I have a very special guest, Catherine Jamie Onimalu. Catherine, what do you think about this, darling?
Hi, it's me, Jonathan. Catherine's back in the John taking a dump.
So, Jonathan.
Here she comes.
Oh. I'm going to belch because I had a quiz.
Okay.
Hi, I just had him clip my mic on as I flew past them riding my pole that was on some wires. You know those wires they used to fly all the Peter Pans on Broadway? I'm doing a new pole musical on Broadway, and we're not sure about the name yet, but I'm just going to fly on the pole and swing on it all over the orchestra and into the audience.
Oh, you're so
busy. I'm gonna strip while I'm flying on the pole.
Amazing.
And I think that's a great fundraiser to have, and we could do this in offshore locations at or below sea level.
Okay, that's what I was going to talk about.
And this will attract all of these... unchristian Republican men and the incels.
Yes.
You know, they claim that they need sex and want sex, but they won't do the sex, but they'll look at it.
Such losers.
And I can lure them to these offshore retreats.
Like a weapon.
That way Ivanka and Melania and I can take our, you know, I don't really care spray-painted overcoats and let them fall to the ground while our tits are exposed.
I love it.
And then when the polar ice caps melt.
Yes.
The fuckers will drown in the audience.
Oh my
God. I think that's really good.
Delicious.
That's a way to really show them, you know, you screw you, Trump voters, angry, white, infantilized, self-emasculated,
a weaponized Broadway show. Yes.
Who don't believe in global warming, just let them drown in the collection of all their fog fumes that they've caused over the years.
Yes. You know, so we're not doing the news as a special rebellion that we do here on Big Choo Choo Media. We're just using this news spot to tell you to turn off CNN. They don't tell you how to get a job. They don't tell you how to read, write, do arithmetic, you know, sell, do marketing, you know, anything. It's not school. And they should be using their vast resources and their platform to educate Americans so that everyday Americans could get free education so they could get a better job that pays more money. Because otherwise you're going to fall for this thing that she was talking about. You're going to get bored. You're going to want to start bitching again, you know, and you get so bored with bitching online with social media comments and all the, you know, the trolls and everything. I'm talking to the trolls. Oh, my God.
This is Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Deciphering Jesus and God. We have temporarily shut down Ferner Farms. We have shut down Blessed Souls Ministries, and we have shut down the... all the stuff that Perny do. We've shut down the Prison Pets program. We've shut down the Turducken, Cowpig, and Ploppins. And Cross-Citation Bibliotechnics. We've shut down sending in all your money. Because what you don't know is that when you stop sending in money, then the money don't circulate through the economies. And that's why you don't get paid in your job. The reason why you're out of a job is because not enough people are moving money through the economy.
It's my
segment. I'm not done yet.
I am during my segment. I'm the one who talks about economicals. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Onimalu. I have shut down my inner circle economy because it's all about the shutdown. And it's part of our overall strategy here at Big Juju Media. We're talking about shutdowns, and I've written a little ditty here that I'm going to recite right now and do a couple of dance moves, some of my Olympic ice skater jumps here on the gymnastic mat, and I just want to tell this to you. The way that I feel about you is something that I want to be true. I want you to know all of this, too. Because if there's one thing I know for sure, I can't take my eyes off of your eyes. I can't take my eyes off of your eyes. And that's why I can't do woo! Oh, that is a 10 on the mat. I'm going to have to do this in a music video. This is just sort of a little rehearsal while I sip my iced wine from Bennigan's Little Rosé and I spit it on all these angry white men, because that's what they really do to women, isn't it? They just basically spit on women. They beat them up. They hate them. And yet they don't give themselves a job, do they? They don't give their fellow incels and their fellow angry white men jobs. And they expect Trump to do it because Trump is their big suck daddy that they suck off and swallow, you know? And that's basically what it means to be an incel. They're just the far end of the homosexual spectrum of angry, white, faggot-ass men. They're so bitchy, you'd swear you were in a gay bar listening to all the drama queens. They're obsessed with men, you know? It's like they're homosocial. They're just obsessed with male things, because they can't get a woman. They can't get a real woman. And that's why we're doing the shutdown of my strip joint and topless for Trumps, because I can't take my eyes off of you. Because you can't take your eyes off of me. You know how the incels just, they hate the very thing they pay attention to all the time. Have you noticed, guys out there? The things that you hate, like liberals and blacks and browns and women and gays and everything. It's, if you hate it so much, why do you pay attention to it? So that's why we're shutting it down. And that way we're just going to remove the other, you know, that object other of your hatred. And then, you know, you'll be as dry as the desert and you'll figure it out. You'll have to finish yourself off and stuff like that.
Such a unique show. You know, I never thought we'd go here where we would just hold up the mirror to some of our audience so blatantly basically show them, look, do you recognize your own bad mojo? Because we're reflecting it back in your face.
I don't think they
And
do.
I don't think they see it. Oh, I mean, I really don't think they see it.
No, I don't think they see it either. I mean, they don't even see it when they look in an actual mirror in their own bathroom, you know, where they take their men with iPhones selfies. You know, the mirror is always splattered with water and hard water spots and shaving cream and toothpaste shit splatters all over there. And it's just like, duh, guys. Hello, this is narcissism. You know, Narcissus, he couldn't stop looking in the water and he fell into it and he drowned. I think that's what's happening to this huge chunk of society that just keeps looking at themselves all the time with selfies, and they're not really talking about anyone else, even though they think they are. They're talking about their own crap in their own mind, and they're projecting it outward.
I know.
It's just like massive narcissism.
You can't do anything
writ
with them.
Large.
Yeah.
And that's
everywhere.
Why I think
leave
maybe
behind.
We should speed up the heating of the
I
ice
agree,
cap
yeah.
and
well,
just
is,
drown the fuckers.
You know, this is
so.
A very interesting plan that we need to talk about, because if we say a prayer to Jesus in Capernaum, and we say, now Jesus, you listen to Pernian.
Yes.
Because I've been listening to you long enough.
That makes it legal.
You're telling me things and whispering things. And Pernian has heard you all this time. And it's I've grown a worldwide ministry to about 12 trillion followers.
In a psych ward, yeah.
From all different planets, including this one.
I bet.
And that's why I think we should just let Jesus do it. Just say, God, your will be done, and not Pernian's.
Well,
and see what he does. I mean, he's already melting the ice cap,
you know,
so I think we need to be on the front end of this. What's that called in the media?
Get in front of the story
and build an ark. We need to build another ark and just float away on the float.
That's a good idea.
And just be away from all these people
right?
going to get drowned in the ice cubes.
Well, they are ice cubes, I suppose.
They're very
large ice cubes. I'd love to have a guzzler of wine with that ice cube.
I know, right?
But, you know, we really are. This could be a new business opportunity. We could start selling Christianized arcs to all the dumbasses. Except we drill a couple of holes in the bottom.
Oh my
gosh. So that when they buy them, we get the cash.
Planned
obsolescence. And then we go to Denver or somewhere that's like miles high above sea level. And we go into our underground bunker with the queen and the royal family
Absolutely.
And the rest of the elites, the population.
The military.
And I think this is really good. I think sell them the arks with holes in the bottom. We get the cash, they get the ark, and then they sink. And this is a really good plan.
You know, I think planned obsolescence is something they're used to. I mean, they're the ones who actually damage the products that they work on the factory, you know, the factory lines. So, it, you know, it's sort of like a full circle moment, as Oprah would say, only this is a little bit darker. It's a little bit horrifying. But, you know, they do it to themselves with their thoughts. Why not just spray the roaches, take out an insurance policy, and let them do themselves
in. Oh, my God.
If Jesus is doing it, yeah. I mean, that's like, that's fabulous.
Okay, the insurance policy.
Let me do that.
Take the blame off us, get an insurance policy, cash it out, go live under the ground in Denver.
I will take care of this. It's called Classy Apocalyptic Products. CAP. We can sell CAP. Classy Apocalyptic Products, or however it's prophylactics or what? Classy Apocalyptic Products. Well, we buy a cap because the caps are melting, or we'll come up with a tagline. We can move this product real quick. I can even turn it into an MLM with a flow chart for the compensation plan.
Oh, that's good.
They'll pay us shit tons of money.
Yes.
While they buy the thing that will actually wipe them out.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is the way to go. I mean, does anyone have a better idea?
Well, I could look up scripture and I could bless it with holy scriptures, and they'd fall for that all the time. I mean, they fall for it every Sunday for the last 2,000 years. They just come, you know, just like, and they come to it the way that the devil comes to all kinds of bait. You know, the bait of Satan. He just loves to. He can't stop paying attention to all the stuff that they're into anyway. So, as long as they think it's holy, then it's not us.
No, I don't want them to think it's holy. I want them to, like, go in with eyes wide open and have the realization from the start that they have been killing themselves off generation after generation all this time for hundreds of thousands of years, and let the terror sink in. And maybe it's the sheer terror,
Jonathan,
of their utter stupidity blows them up or something. I don't know.
Well, I know what you mean, but this is sort of codependent, isn't it? We want them to feel as angry at themselves as we feel at their own stupidity. These are helpless people who don't want to be helped. You can't help people who don't want to be helped. You can't love people who don't want to be loved. And everyone listening right now has probably been taking this show seriously to begin with, when it has been, you know, we can't take our eyes off of you, of seeing the good in you when you don't see it in yourself. And that's the whole point of Big Choo Choo Media. We see the good choo-choo when you see the bad mojo. And so everything we've been doing on this show is psych.
That's right.
Thought we weren't going to let the cat out of the bag.
No, we're going to
see if this could actually work. Oh, man.
Well, see, I think that some people really are so gullible, they would have believed this show anyway, just like they believe Fox News and CNN and everything else out there that's not doing them any good. We have to tell them that it's fake, and it's, you know, otherwise they'll send in millions of dollars to the next person that says, here's when the end of the world is, and they'll send in all their money to that person instead of burning it and bless itself.
It's time for the show, guys.
It's just too good to be true.
Right.
You know, I can't take my eyes off of you.
Okay, now move to the center of the stage.
You'd be like heaven to touch.
Hold it right there.
I want to hold you so much.
We know the loudest
speaker in
the world. You know, Perna, just stand there.
I am unspiritual.
Jonathan, get a close up with the camera.
Is a slave.
We're going to zoom in now. So
all these air salads, I just can't take.
We're going to go for a two shot. We're doing a two shot. Hold it.
Oh,
sending all your money, Jesus and Perna.
I love this part.
And Chin and
Kachunk.
I'm blessing you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Biscuits.
And if it's quite all right,
what are you saying?
Okay, now Catherine, do your turn.
Lonely nights in my thighs.
This is looking really good.
Where I'm supposed to go?
I love the salad dressing, the butter rolls.
Keep going.
Succulent topless.
Keep going. Jonathan has that look.
Do you? Spray painted on my trench coat when I go flying over the torpedoes.
Let's stop a minute.
That invincible nuclear weapon, supersonic torpedo.
Stop, everyone. Stop.
Where'd everyone go?
No, just stop. Okay, so it's like, the thing about trying to do this mockumentary documentary about the dark side of the bad mojo using the cast of Big Juju Media don't know if it's going to be believable because our audience knows better.
Well, I know.
I don't know, Steve.
But you know
what? That's why I thought we'd just give it a try.
That's right.
I'm so glad that we got a lot of shooting done today, though, on it because it's looking really good. And
I feel really good about it.
We get through rehearsals and get some of these difficult scenes down with this last musical that Catherine and Pernod are doing. I think it's going to be really a show.
My boobs are really good at it.
Well, and then when we get done shooting and rehearsing and shooting, I can send an email out to the congregation.
Oh, I didn't do that to my last.
To show these DVDs this movie.
We want a pre-seller.
Everybody got to have a DVD.
No, it's downloads. Yeah. Downloads. Has DVDs. It's all downloads now, man.
And I want to do the DVD extras of my Christian booth.
Oh my God, this is really exciting.
This could be big.